Taiwan this week. Wow. You know, on the one hand, I'd say I'm surprised that America has not declared war on China. On the other hand, I think America already has. It was in the symphony this week. No, look, this new Chinese national security law claims to have a jurisdiction application to other countries. It's not just Chinese in America fomenting dissent against China's central government. They don't have a federal government. They're not a federation. They have a central government. In America, we think federal means national. It's not. America doesn't have a national government in so many words. We don't really have a nation. We have a federation. America, in a sense, is a nation, but it's really not. You have a bunch of sovereign governments called states, and then they form a federation. Now, where is a nation in that? A nation is just an informal view. So we think the national level government, we call it federal. Australia also has a federal government. But in Taiwan and China, it's called the central government. You might have with Transformers 4, where Optimus Prime threatens his makers, basically unmasking himself as Satan. But that's beside the point. In the Transformers 4, where they destroyed the exhibition center in Hong Kong, they called on the central government. Yes, it was this entire part of this section where Taiwan's minister or whatever of defense is kind of marching along with a drum cadence going and a bunch of people following after him in this great big glassy shiny building, because that's the way they do. In America, it would be in some carpeted office someplace, some guy making a decision with a widescreen TV behind him. But, you know, in China, the guys have a little parade before he can make a decision, and it didn't contribute to the plot at all. But in that conversation, in Hong Kong, they said, we have to call on the central government to protect us. And in the end, they didn't. What was the purpose of that? Was that part of the contract? In order to get the contract inside Hong Kong, they had to, the central government wanted them there? Well, see, the thing is, I really wonder if the Chinese viewers were able to know that they'd been duped. I mean, that was a massive insult to China's government, this Transformers 4. Hong Kong called on, you know, in Transformers 4, the Hong Kong government called on China's central government. It's called the central government. In America, it would be the federal government. They called on the central government to defend them. Now, that was Hong Kong. How many years ago was that? Was that 2014? When was Transformers 4? Oh, yeah. Hong Kong's government was calling on China to defend them. Now, isn't that a debate that's been going on for several years? Definitely addresses this discussion about jurisdiction in the Sino-British Declaration of 1984 and when China can and cannot interfere. No. In the movie, what happened in the movie, Hong Kong was under a military invasion and they had to get central government authority to protect them. And so what you saw happen with the government in Transformers 4 was completely legal according to the Sino-British Declaration of 1984. The problem is there was this big deal about calling on the central government, China's central government. The Minister of Defense has this mini parade through a glassy, shiny building. A bunch of military jets from China come over and attack. And they don't make a lick of difference. That's what happened in the movie. And I wonder if the Chinese people or the Chinese government didn't know the thing about Western movies. If you have a whole bunch of action that doesn't make a difference, then it's all making fun. Do you watch the director commentaries? And they talk about deleted scenes and the director will say, well, we cut this out because of blah, 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 blah. And because it did not contribute to the plot or it did not move the plot forward. Yes, calling on the central government made absolutely no difference at all in Transformers 4, yet it was in the movie. That's the type of scene that gets deleted. It would normally be in the director's cut. That's a director's cut scene. That's the type of scene that you would put into the director's cut because it's cool and fun to watch, but they would delete it because it makes no difference to the plot as it develops later on. So why was it there? I have to imagine that China's government said, if you want to do your film in Hong Kong, you're going to show this about how China's government works. And okay, we'll make it glassy and shiny, and we're going to have Hong Kong say we need it, and that's going to make China's government look good. If we put them in there, make them look good, even though they absolutely fail, get decimated, someone else saves them, and they don't make a single difference. I wonder if the parade convinced the Chinese government that the movie was making them look good. Chinese don't see this. They don't see how much the West interprets results without someone telling them what they mean. And that's what's going on with Australia. That's what's going on. Australia's saying they're breaking off visa agreements and extradition. I think New Zealand said they're not doing extradition with China. Extradition's done. You've got this strange black hole without explanation, interpreted as anything and everything, that your extradition goes into. I wear Winnie the Pooh, and now I've got to get extradited to China. No, that you've got to say how wearing a Winnie the Pooh shirt is not going to get me extradited to China. Otherwise, if you're going to extend it to include that, then that's not what we think of as lawful. That's what New Zealand is saying. And why are they saying that? Because the West looks at results. And the Chinese look at what is said. So if we take that, China's central government has this law. It applies to the entire world. Not Chinese anywhere in the world. Everyone, everywhere in the world. Wearing a Winnie the Pooh shirt is putting Winnie the Pooh, watching Winnie the Pooh, Disney playing it on TV. Winnie the Pooh everywhere is now a threat to China's national security. Now, China thinks that's about asserting power and respect, and they don't know how the West views it. That if Winnie the Pooh, the benign, lovable, cuddly, honey-eating Winnie the Pooh, imaginary, loved, harmless cartoon character who gets along with freaking everyone is a threat to national security, the West will say, if they say that, then they think their national security is the weakest in the universe because even Winnie the Pooh is a threat. That's what the West will perceive China as. They will think that China thinks that China is weak. They will think that China thinks that of China. And then they'll start bullying China and pushing back. And the Chinese have no clue how any of this works. And why? Why doesn't China know how all of this works? Why? They've always been a country of walls. They didn't want to do trade with Britain. They had a whole fleet of ships able to go view and explore the entire world. They could have colonized the Americas, but instead China's government burned them because of some power play. You know, the new emperor came, wanted to be strong at home. But I'll tell you, as I look at what's happening here with the U.S. going after the Uyghur thing, U.S. is taking serious strides, not baby steps, large strides toward declaring outright genocide as their word for what's happening in Xinjiang against the Uyghurs. That's not just talk. See, those steps are necessary. You got to have them first in order for military action against China later. And I don't think China gets that. I think they see it as simple words. And I think China sees freezing someone's bank account as freezing someone's bank account. It's not about that. If America looks at Xinjiang and says, that's genocide, the Chinese government people supporting it are guilty of genocide, we're freezing their bank accounts, they're not just freezing a bank account, they're legitimizing a step toward an invasion. And I'm not sure China gets it.